Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Hello.
Waalaikumsalam.
Hello everyone. Welcome again in my channel, my podcast. Actually, it's my first time, you know, to speak in English in my channel. Yeah, I wanna switch to Indonesian first because I have some Indonesian viewers. Okay, teman-teman. Apa kabar? Kembali kita berjumpa dengan saya dan juga guest speaker Said Umar. Beliau dari Uzbekistan dan saya mengenal beliau dari salah satu media atau ya seperti media sosial untuk komunikasi dan alhamdulillah kita berteman baik sampai sekarang dan hopefully we can do something like a discussion, sharing regard of the productive things. And yeah, thank you so much. By the way, in this session, we still in our series about habit. Jadi kita akan berbicara tentang habit karena teman saya ini, my friend, he's really like to read, you know, books. So I know that when I search or maybe just look the story from WhatsApp, I can see that I already read this book till the end. You know, I completely read the book. So I got so many inspiration by the habit, you know, from him. So today we would like to talk about it. But before we going to our discussion, I want to give you some challenge, Said Umar.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Jadi kita akan.
I forgot to say assalamualaikum.
Yes. Okay. I forgot. Okay, Umar, maybe you can introduce yourself a little bit to our audience here in Al Afif Perspective. Time is your.
Well, my name is Said Omar and I'm from Uzbekistan. Right now it's 12:20 in the afternoon.
Okay.
To be more precise, I'm from the capital of Uzbekistan called Tashkent. I'm 18 years old and currently I'm working as a Chinese and English teacher in one educational center of my country.
Oh, alhamdulillah.
I found this niche as a teacher 3 weeks ago. And for now, I think this money that I'm getting as a salary is not enough to maintain myself. But gradually, I'm getting more and more students. Inshallah, I think it will be, my salary will be enough to maintain myself
Inshallah.
In a normal life.
Inshallah. It's really nice, bro. So I know that you also have a dream to continue your study abroad, right?
Yeah.
We have the same dream. I hope that Allah will accept that your dreams come true as soon as possible. So, okay.
Thank you.
So how can I call you, Said or Umar? Which one is better for you?
You know, Said Umar is better.
Said, okay. Okay, Said.
Said Umar is welcome. It's fine. I'm sorry.
Okay,
because
Said
it's
Umar.
A full name.
Yeah.
In Arabic, Said means Mister, but here it's accepted as a name.
Oh.
So.
Is it great? So before we going to our discussion this day, so I wanna give you some challenge here. You know, it's regards of Indonesia. I hope that you can answer some question for me.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
I hope I'm. I hope I am.
Okay. Don't be upset. Don't be pale. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
No, I'm fine.
What is the capital city of Indonesia? Said Umar.
It is Jakarta.
Correct.
No, okay. I heard that you're going to. Make another country a capital. I don't remember the name, but I read in one article that soon you're going to make another city a capital of Indonesia.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, the name of city is Palangkaraya. It's in Kalimantan Island. Yeah.
I see.
Yes. So the next question is, who is the current president of Indonesia right now?
Well,
I will give you an option. I will give you some options, okay?
Okay.
First one, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. The second one, Megawati Soekarno Putri. The third one, Joko Widodo. And the last one, Mike Pence.
Of course, it's not Mike Pence. I think this is Mike Pence is an American politician.
Yeah.
Executive. Okay, how about the first one?
Oh, unfortunately, that's wrong.
Okay, the second one.
No. It was the
Oh, goodness. Yeah, that's okay.
The third one, Joko Widodo. You have to remember, okay?
Well.
Yeah. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, our previous president, and then Megawati Soekarno Putri, this one of the president, you know, she is a woman. This our only maybe, yeah, our first time as a president Indonesia, you know, the woman president Indonesia, Megawati Soekarno Putri. Okay, the third question. What are the colors on the Indonesian flag?
Well, it's red and white, maybe.
Yeah, don't search on Google, okay?
No, I'm not searching on Google. No.
Yeah, I can see
I'm
that.
In front of my laptop, but no, I'm not using Google.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. I'm not using any browser, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so the next question is, I know that you still remember this answer. I hope that you can answer this question. What is the currency used in Indonesia?
Well,
our previous.
Okay. Well, I remember that in one episode of my channel, we discussed this. It was Rupa or Rup?
Or... No, almost. It almost.
Rupiah?
You search on Google.
No, I didn't search, no. No, I swear I didn't.
Okay.
So I was right?
Yeah, you're right, Rupiah.
No, alhamdulillah. To be honest, I don't have much recollection about that day, but I remember that you told me there is a difference between Indonesian and Indian currencies.
Yeah.
Correct. Indian one is rupee, yours is rupiah.
Yeah, rupee. Indian is rupee and Indonesian. Yeah.
Okay. And there was one abbreviation, rupiah.
IDR.
IDR, I see.
Yeah, Indonesian rupiah. I, Indonesian, D, ID, Indonesian, R, rupiah. I think like that.
I see.
So it's almost done.
Yeah. I was beginning to think too much, so let's keep these questions.
No, you have to know about Indonesian because you have so many friends from Indonesia. Come on.
Okay.
What is the population of Indonesia approximately? I already told you before in your podcast.
It's more than 400 million, less than 500 million. Yeah.
This is too much. How?
Wait a minute. More than 200 million, less than 300 million.
Yeah. It's almost 300 million. Wow.
Yeah. I think, as I remember, it was 277 million citizens.
Yeah. Used to remember that well. And how many islands make up Indonesia?
Okay, I know that you have a lot of islands there. Even sometimes people call your country an island, not a country.
Yeah, archipelago.
Yeah. Like, what was that country's name? Singapore, like Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I think you have more than 100, less than 10,000?
More than 10,000.
I really okay. Okay, more than 10,000, less than 20,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's approximately 17,000 islands.
Mashallah, I see. That's beautiful.
Yeah. What is the main religion practiced in Indonesia?
I know three dominant religions. In the first place, it's Islam. In the second place, it's, I think, Buddhism. And then Christianity.
Yeah. Actually, the second, you know, major religion in Indonesia after Islam is Christian.
I see.
Yeah. And the third one is Buddhism. We have six religions in Indonesia. Islam, Christian two Christian, like Protestant and Catholic, and Buddhism, Hinduism, and Konghucu. The six religions in Indonesia. Okay, the last question for you.
Think too much.
okay.
That's meant for my welfare.
No. It's easy. It's the easy one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Last question for you, Umar. You can get, you know, $1 million.
Okay. You know,
just
if
kidding.
It is so, really, you can ask any question.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm ready to think too much. Go.
Mm-hmm. What is the beautiful place in Indonesia that's really famous in international as a place for vacation?
For vacation, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what is the famous island? I will give the clue. Island. In Indonesia.
Okay, it's an island.
It's really famous. Mm-hmm. And then people like to do vacation there. Even people really know the place, the island, than Indonesia.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know the name of that place, but I can suppose what makes it famous. Maybe it's made famous for its volcanoes.
Volcanoes?
Yes.
I don't think so. People afraid. We're afraid with the volcano. Yeah.
I see.
Why people choose the volcano as a choice, you know?
Yeah, you're right. People don't go for vacation to make resort in volcanoes. Yeah, you're right. Well, I don't know.
You don't know? Islands,
yeah.
Like beautiful view near with Australia. There's do you know Bali Island?
Bali Island? No, but I have heard of it.
Okay, it's okay. So, wow. But
where is 1 million? Where is 1 million?
What? No, you're wrong. So, you don't get anything. I'm so sorry, Said Umar. Yeah, you failed. But
yeah,
you can get 7.
Thank you for having me here.
No, you can answer some question. It's really great. You know about the currency, you know about the capital country of Indonesia, you know about the major religions in Indonesia, even you know about the islands with the clue. And yeah, so much,
So
so
you are
far so
giving me a
good.
million or what?
Yeah, no, you
So you
didn't
are
get
giving
it.
me a million?
Sorry, you
Okay.
have to answer all
Thank
of
you
the
very much.
question in the correct way, but unfortunately, you can answer all of the questions. You fail.
Okay. That's all
Don't
right.
worry.
I'm happy that I'm here. That's all. Yeah, next question.
It's done. It's finished. Yeah.
So we don't have any questions? You don't have any topic?
Yeah, of course. I know. Yeah, it's just like you know, like the opening. Yeah, just to make it more you know, like audience and me more engaged.
Attractive.
I just want to know about your knowledgeable regards of Indonesia. That's why I want to know about you know, like your perspective and then how you can understand about Indonesia. It's different perspective. But we will go to our section. You know, we want to know about this topic because it's quite interesting, especially for the young generation right now. We are living in the globalization era. So you really know about the gadget, like technologies, you know, like social media. So everyone, you know, can access that from their mobile phone. And it's like transformation or change the behavior. Maybe formerly people like to read something from the manual or maybe the real book, but now people can access so many things from the internet. Even maybe when we try to ask like the young generation or maybe the students from the senior high school, how many times that you can spend to read a book or maybe to watch something from your mobile phone. So almost all of the student will answer, the time will, you know, like fulfill with the activities just to watch or maybe stalking something from their mobile phone. It's so scary sometimes, but yeah, we have to start it. We have to try to change the mindset, how to be more engaged with the books rather than the mobile phone. That's why we invite you to stay here, accompanying me to discuss more about this topic. Let's start with the simple things about you. Yeah, I already chat you before regard of your behavior, you know. Can you share with us, Umar? Yeah. When is the first time for you to read the book? I mean, the first time you really enjoy to read the book in your life.
To be honest, I started to read books since my kindergarten times, but I was forced to read. I didn't have any motivation or love to reading books at those times. I was forced by my parents and especially grandmother.
Oh,
Yeah. She
amazing.
would always help me and tell me to read books. Yeah. Well, the first time when I enjoyed reading a book, it was 10 or no. 8 months ago.
Oh.
I was before that that time was really close to the day when I had a class with my Russian professor and talking about reading books and started to love reading books. So when I was in a class of my Russian professor, he once told me to read books, and I asked how to read and how to not to no, how not to fall asleep when I read. So then he said one phrase, read books even though you don't understand them. You will have, you will benefit it anyways. And after that, I think I, in 14 days, in 2 weeks, started to love to read books, because after he said this phrase, I really significantly changed my mind about reading books.
Okay.
At the beginning, I, after that day when I had that class, I can say that I didn't start to love it immediately, but after some time, after 2 or 3 weeks, yeah, because to be honest, to understand the books I read at those times, it was a bit hard, but in 3 weeks I read, I think, 10 or 15 books. And after that, I started to understand a lot of things in books I read. And I started to love,
So
to be honest, I think that a person can understand, a person can love reading books only when he starts to understand the book.
I see. Yeah, I can see that, like, some people, they just want to read, you know, like the synopsis first, or maybe just try to look the, how can I say that? The first chapter, or maybe, you know, kind of the topic inside the book first, and or maybe just to read maybe the cover, you know, the synopsis behind, so that they will be more understand about the book in the book inside. It's really, yeah, it's really important. And I also agree with you, like, when people try to change their habit, for example, to read kind of a book, so maybe for the first time they can't understand at all, like